Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Box Office Breakdown. I'm Sarah Stratton, and JT, are you bopping along today?
Yes, I am. You had a great weekend. Feeling the groove. I had a great weekend. It was a great weekend for geeks, for movies, mall cops.
Did you go to Celebration?
No, I didn't, but I got to see a lot of it thanks to Periscope.
He was at my house.
This app. Yeah, I was hanging out with Vince Doc. And, you know, it was just, first of all, this is a box office show. And what do you need for box office? You need a good trailer. Yes. And just about every damn trailer you could think of dropped this weekend. I mean, today, Jurassic Park, Star Wars, Batman v Superman. I'm probably leaving one out. There's probably another one.
Oh, yeah. Nah. Well,
you
the
seem really
didn't.
Excited about that, though.
He didn't drop.
I just, you know, like, when everyone's talking, like, what's going on with money? Avengers, Star Wars, Batman v Superman. These trailers might be indication of that. I mean, a lot of people were mixed about that Batman v Superman trailer.
But the thing that also got released early,
yeah,
thanks to the leak, like,
the
there
Spaniards.
Should have been more space. I think that it created this almost like rivalry right off the top because you got everyone excited, and then there was that kind of weird quality, and then they come in, they release the good quality one. It's automatically creating comparison versus they needed that week of separation to get people more excited.
Something happened. I mean, look, the bottom line is don't ever release anything when something Star Wars is coming out.
Exactly.
Ever.
I don't care
especially
if it's a puzzle.
Nothing,
don't release it.
Nothing. Nothing
well,
should be released.
It wasn't their fault, though. No, it was everyone who leaks its fault.
Yeah. It was the Spaniards.
It was supposed to... It got released in South America. There was supposed to be this big screen tight IMAX, which I had tickets to. And part of me is like, I don't know if I still want to go, but they're saying Zack Snyder's... They're releasing a few extra scenes in the trailer, and they're going to get out some posters, but it really kind of took the wind out of their sails.
Yeah. I think it was a really horrible move. And Warner Brothers has to be pissed off about it.
Also, Star Wars, so much nostalgia from that trailer. The way it ends with Chewie and Han Solo, and he's like, we're home. It makes you feel like you're back home, whereas Batman Superman's a new property.
You can't compete with Star Wars. It was amazing watching like even the mashups that they've made of, what was it, from Interstellar with the Star Wars.
Oh, did they? I didn't see that one.
The
you didn't see that?
Thing.
They made a Matthew McConaughey
reaction. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Batman.
Star Wars. No.
Actually,
loved that.
The place in Anaheim, there was a flood there, right, Cobster? Like, for all the geeks crying, it was a flood.
Yeah.
Ken Knapsack was, like, leading the charge.
By the way, Cobster's here.
Yeah, Cobster is here. He's back from it. I remember, are you doing yoga? Your arms look really great. I got you something to... Remember that shirt I owed you?
You got me my shirt?
Yeah, me and JT were at the house. You know, we were prank calling a couple of celebrities, like Russell Crowe. You know, took over from Michael Jackson, obviously. And we made this shirt for you. I think it's going to be great.
Wait, why don't I get a complete shirt?
So it's a half shirt. It says that booty dough.
That booty dough.
Yeah. I think this will look great on
you. I mean, this is... I mean,
why is it all cut up?
Well, because
it's made for your measurements.
Yeah. Like, why would I ever, like, give you a shirt that doesn't reveal your body? It's ridiculous.
I don't think this is going to cover anything.
Yes, it will.
I don't think so.
I think it's going to look great on you. You can do the yoga in the park. Just let me know when you're doing it.
Thank you for my bib.
Yeah, and I'll Periscope it.
Bib.
It's a bib. Great.
That doesn't get people to download Periscope.
Yeah.
I don't know what
I guarantee you I'm going to be working out in the park, and you're going to be taking out your garbage, and you're going to be wearing that. You're going to be like, I got nothing else to wear.
I will use this to take out the garbage. I can promise that. Yes, I will be using this bib to take out the garbage. All right, you guys, let's get into the numbers, because that is what our show is about. And before we do all our top five listener national numbers, yada, yada. All right, box office domestic this past weekend, starting with number five. Despite its lackluster reviews and being there a couple of weeks, The Longest Ride is still managing to stay in the top five, bringing in another $6.8 million. That's 47.
Yeah, the ride's over.
I expected it to be all the way off, though.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
But I did have a cousin who saw it, drugged her boyfriend, and I understood.
Really?
She was very excited. It's just okay. Like that girl thing. She's from Vegas. They're all into it.
Yeah, they love that stuff.
Going out there. Okay, number four, going to Home, bringing in $10 million. My favorite then on the list is going to be number three. I'm really proud of Unfriended. I think this is a fun horror movie. People are excited about it. Mm-hmm. It's bringing something a little bit new.
Did you see it?
Not okay. yet.
She's going to see
but
it.
But I think that the effort they've put in, what they've put out there, bringing in a lot of unknowns, mm-hmm. is really fun. And they've got the money to show for it. This movie was made, I think Cops Are You Said, $1 million?
Yeah.
$1 million in Brighton. $16 million. $1 million budget, filmed in a day, and brought in $16 million.
It's typical Blumhouse stuff. Universal, MTV, they make a ton of money. This will top out at $40 million in box office.
This
is a lot of money.
This type of movie is what made Universal survive last year.
Absolutely.
They didn't have any hits last year.
That's true, yeah.
And they made, I think, more money last year than they had made the previous year on a no-hit yeah. year. Just from putting out movies like this, putting out movies with really mm-hmm. low budgets, and then getting their money back quick.
I mean, it was filmed yeah. on webcams. Like, it's a computer screen the whole time, which I didn't have my top five. I thought maybe it'd be number six. I guess I underestimated people want to watch, you know, a giant Skype
I told
session.
You were nuts.
I guess you're right. I mean, I don't know.
I had it all weekend long. I'm like, yeah, look at him friend his numbers, JT.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was so wrapped up in Monkey Kingdom that he couldn't even speak. He
and
was speaking
Monkey
almost
Kingdom
in a.
Came in at number seven.
He was speaking almost in a monkey dialect the whole weekend. It's so bizarre. Sorry. Yeah, it was bizarre. He was in Chewbacca.
Listen, Monkey Kingdom was not a bad movie. I saw it. It was very much kind of like Gangs in New York, but with monkeys.
So Daniel Day-Lewis voiced everything?
There was a monkey called, like, Bill the Butcher. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'll get into it later. I'll get into it later.
Okay.
Any chewing and, like, what did it?
No, we're not getting into that. Okay. Number two went to, Paul Blart.
You hate Paul Blart, don't you?
I do. I'm sorry. The fact that this is it does. That this movie got our number two spot and brought in $24 million. Wow, as you pointed out earlier, it has 0% on Rotten
Zero.
Tomatoes.
Which is not easy to do. Although there is a lot of movies with zero, but like it's like Kevin James movies, it's Adam Sandler movies, it's like some John Travolta movies, and a movie called One Missed Call.
Oh, I remember that movie.
But it brought in $24 million.
Listen.
Why do people need to see these movies that you know are bad?
These are dumb
idiots. The trailer looks horrible. You know it's a waste of money. I don't understand.
I told you last week.
Let's look at the bright side here. It's not going to be anywhere near as successful as the first film. First film was a surprise hit. It grossed over $100 million. Mm-hmm. This thing ain't getting $100 million.
No, this thing is going to top out at... I do $70 million. It's not bad.
I'm not saying it's like a huge failure, but it's not going to – I don't think we're going to see a Paul Blart 3.
If we see a Paul Blart 3
– we are. It's going to be his cousin, Pete Blart, and it's going to be Rob Schneider, and it's going to be like a fat, overweight Val Kilmer as the villain. You'll see it. It's going to go right to DVD.
That one I might watch.
Yeah, I might watch that too.
I might watch that one.
You guys can enjoy another mandate. And number one, going to Furious 7.
No
the
competition.
Talk of the town, going in with $29 million. It's a pretty big drop, 51%.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I don't think they're really concerned, as this was the fastest $1 billion movie.
Congratulations to them.
Ever.
That's a lot of money. Universal is
17 days.
Jumping for joy. Unfriended is like, yeah, Unfriended made 16, but, you know, Fast and Furious made like $600 billion in China. It's unbelievable.
It opens obviously very strong in China. Yeah. We talked about that. It also had a huge opening in Japan. We're kind of crossing into our international slowly.
I mean, look, you gotta look at this movie. It's gonna do. If I would have said 6 months ago, and I would have mentioned this movie in the same breath as like Avatar and Titanic,
people
would have been like, "What a loser this guy is." Now that might,
exactly
I mean, that's right.
That,
yeah, exactly. Like, this guy nuts. But I mean, now if you say that, it's there's nothing wrong with it. You
it's
can
surprising
mention it.
Though.
You can mention them
when you see the where this movie's standing up to these other movies. It when I look at the list, it doesn't compute with my brain.
No, it doesn't.
Like, how does this
like
movie
Furious
reach?
Seven.
Yeah, like you see Avatar, which I understand because it was a new way of like filmmaking.
No, it's
was,
groundbreaking CGI.
It was groundbreaking everything. This is nothing really new here compared to the movies that came before it.
No,
it's just a sequel, much like the last two.
It just and it caught that wave.
It just yeah,
and it caught a big one, a tsunami.
It's not a tsunami of money.
We have talked about the curiosity factor.
Yeah.
There was that involved. We've talked about
Paul
in
Walker.
Other movies. yes, how mm-hmm. when someone passes away, how that affects a film.
Yeah.
These piled up, plus you have a high-speed action movie, big budget. Those always do well internationally. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there is the diverse cast.
Yeah.
You're bringing in people of all different ethnicities. We've talked about how the Hispanic market, in at least the United States, has a huge push on the money mm-hmm. being brought into theaters. So it's adding all of these up, and then it became the talk of the town that everyone needs to see it. It became a repeat watch. Mm-hmm. It became, you could see it four times with different groups of people, and this is where the money just builds, and it builds quickly, and that's how you get $1 billion.
Oh, they're going to have action figures now. Todd McFarlane's going to be doing ludicrous dolls. Then they're going to be doing, they're going to have roller coaster rides at Universal Studios.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This is going to be a big tourist destination. They might even build like a Fast and Furious like theme park. And then everybody from China, when they come visit, they're going to like spend tons of money.
It would be a fun theme park.
Yeah, it would be. You know, don't steal my idea, Universal. They're not stupid.
The thing you're saying about the cast is several members of this cast died in the last few films. Han died. Gal Gadot died. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, Paul Walker's character is leaving. You're losing some of that core group that you originally had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you find these new and up-and-coming stars. You could throw like a Zac Efron in the next one, or you could throw like a... look, they're putting like Iggy Azalea in here. Anybody who's hot at the time could... It's plug and play, this movie. That's all it is.
Yeah,
it's
as long as you got Vin Diesel. As long as you got Vin Diesel. And I guess...
You could put Paul Blart in this movie.
Don't say such things.
On a segue?
Yeah.
Speedy. All right. Rob Schneider. Since we've started talking about international numbers, might as well get a little bit more into it. Furious 7 added $167.9 million, bringing its total to $858.3 million. Yep. In China, grossed $93.3 million through the weekend. And through 8 days, it's earned $250.5 million there.
That's astronomical.
Mm-hmm. Next weekend, it will probably pass Transformers Age of Extinction, had $320 million, to become the highest grossing movie ever in the world's second biggest market.
Do you think
three times fast.
China is coming out in droves because Han died in the last one and they wanted to see revenge?
You know, China's all about revenge. They're big on it.
Well, think about it. Han was, you know, that Asian character in that group. He dies at the end of the last movie. Mm-hmm. China's like, we got to see what, you know, the revenge.
Somehow, well, it had Johnny Tran
in the
first
one. I'm going to think that's not what the main reason
was. I'm not saying the main reason, but part of it.
Especially since this movie has made, like, more in one day than the entire franchise or whatever made, or the last running of, I think, 6 was. So I don't think that's the reason.
I mean, how was, like, my...
I kind of might think it's the reason. Cobster, do you think it's the reason?
I think so.
Yeah. It's 3-1 here.
3-1 here.
I put on the shirt.
Han was, like, my favorite character for a while in that series, like, besides Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
Yeah, but so, they got an Asian director.
Justin Lin.
Yeah.
And James Wan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, getting another record for Fast.
Australian.
6 million. No, we're now going to talk about Japan. 6 million in Japan. It was, I believe, it's a record for a Fast movie, and it's coming up pretty close to Dragon Ball.
Well, the Japanese are a little smarter than the Chinese. On a big global scale.
So
on a global scale.
That's offensive.
Is it?
Yes.
Maybe the it is a little bit, Japanese people.
You are categorizing a little bit. Say a whole country is smarter than the other.
Well, the Japanese, they're high tech, you know, their technique over there is a lot different.
Our Japanese ratings are going way up.
Yeah, big time.
Chinese ratings going way down. That's not good if you're reading these numbers.
Yeah. I'll take sushi over Chinese food instead of chicken chow mein any day.
We've gone to categorizing countries by their brain power through their food. Who knows? All right. Ultimately, let's talk about Furious 7 winding up with over $1.1 billion overseas. Totally could end up there, and around $350 million domestic box office. It would put it in fourth place if that happens with Avatar, Titanic, The Avengers.
Jesus.
I mean, Titanic is the biggest movie of all time, in my opinion. Well, the biggest standalone movie of all time.
Mm.
There's no franchise.
Well, Avatar took out number
one. Yeah, but Avatar is going to be, there's going to be 2 and 3 and stuff like that.
Man,
Titanic, you can't do it.
James Cameron, 1 and 2, huh?
He's the king of the world. He's not kidding.
This guy directed the Fast and Furious movie. Game over.
Oh, absolutely.
Game
it's over. It's over anyway.
It would be like 3D
interesting
special
fact
effects
about,
cars.
Interesting fact about James Cameron. He still drinks 2-buck Chuck from Trader Joe's. Like, he doesn't go high price wines. He's like, let's just do the 2-buck Chuck here.
Uh-huh. No. James Cameron would only do Fast and Furious if it was like Fast and the Furious goes to like space. He only creates movies where he can do some new science experiment or find some new technology.
He's just waiting for new stuff to come out. That's why you haven't heard from him.
You literally could introduce the Fast and Furious franchise to any other movie and it would make it awesome. If they went to Pandora, it would be awesome. If they were in the new Terminator movie, it would be awesome.
Absolutely.
They're in Jurassic World, it would be awesome.
They're a whole crew. They're just a whole crew.
Well, because we can't dedicate this entire show to Furious 7, in distant second place, DreamWorks Animation's Home added 10.3 million, so a new international total of 127.3. Nice. That still has China and South Korea on the way, and it still has a good chance of reaching 200 million overseas.
Well, yeah, China's going to make or break that.
Well,
see how good it does over there.
I mean, the thing is, well, my prediction is right, is going to be right, because I think Fast and Furious is going to hold on to the number one spot in America until next, obviously, 2 weeks from now.
Until Avengers.
Avengers comes out. But I think, you know, when you look at this, and obviously in China with Fast and Furious, it's going to be, have another 2 weeks, because I think Avengers doesn't open to China in like, till like mid-May. So Fast and Furious is going to be, we might do like $1.5 to $1.7 billion.
You think so?
Yeah, because there's two more weeks of nothing in China except Fast 7.
Did make 93 this weekend.
Yeah. Well, actually almost 4 weeks of Furious.
Let's play a little bit of a game now, everybody. International numbers game, please.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
Yes, yes, Super Hero! Yes, yes!
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no lo queremos.
Copster loves that. He loves that.
Have you never heard it before?
I haven't heard that part yet, no.
Yeah, what is your impression?
I think I like more of JC's like Highlander thing, whatever he was doing there, the better. Say,
Yeah, it's Highlander.
JT created it.
He created it.
It's his baby.
If it's some kind of kung fu thing, then
he was in his dungeon.
Have you played this game before?
No.
Do you know what our game is?
No, I'm never invited here.
You're going to do it.
When I am, it's like, oh, let him on the last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm trying to include you right now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, so.
This isn't a very interesting week for
explain
this.
The rules so he can play.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the, yes, please.
It's the foreign movie title game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't played this one, but I know this game.
Yeah.
Are we picking the true one or the false one?
There is. You're going to pick the false one. Okay. We're going back to the old format.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Now, I went with Tyler Perry Madea movies this week.
Yes.
From They're all China. Tyler Perry?
Yeah, all Tyler Perry Madea right, movies great. From China.
I'm going to lose.
I have my Tyler Perry Madea glasses on as well. Okay, based on Madea movies. For people who have been under a rock for their whole lives, that's what Tyler Perry does. And he makes makes a lot of money doing it. And he has a studio in Atlanta that's like 13 blocks long with like 14 planes. He's the best.
Soul planes. Obviously. Soul planes.
Yeah, soul planes.
Soul planes.
Yeah. He shoots movies on the plane.
What? Please
okay, let's
begin
go.
Again. Thank you.
Medea's Witness Protection. And once again, these are all from China.
Of course.
They're the best.
So Medea meets China.
Medea Witness Protection. Black, comma, Crazy Woman's Witness Protection Program.
Okay, it's not too bad. Okay. They really emphasize the black on that one.
Medea goes to jail.
It's just a comma. It's not an exclamation point.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's okay.
The classic Medea goes to jail.
Okay.
Black, comma, the crazy downtown jail.
Okay.
Medea, one big happy family. Happy family of the crazy, comma, black.
Okay.
Medea's temptation. Confessions of a black, comma, marriage counselor.
Oh, man.
We have to guess which one's
which one
which
is false.
One's false.
You're going to have to repeat all of these
I'm
going to
repeat
one real quick. Go
oh, gosh.
Medea's Witness Protection. Black, comma, Crazy Woman's Witness Protection Program. Medea goes to jail. Black, comma, the crazy downtown jail. Medea's one big happy family. Happy family of the crazy, comma, black. Medea's temptation. Confessions of a black, comma, marriage counselor.
Number one is true.
I'm going to say it's false.
Number one.
I think the third is false.
I'm going to say jail's false. The jail one's false.
Third jail one's false.
Which one's the jail one?
The jail one is black, comma, the crazy downtown jail.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say that's false.
I'm going to go with the third one.
And Sarah's going with the first one?
Yes.
Okay. Engineer man?
I'll go with the second one.
Okay, the jail?
Yeah. Okay.
So actually, I fooled you all this week.
No
They're
way.
All yeah. False.
Medea's Temptation.
Last
Confessions of a Black Marriage Counselor.
That sounded reasonable to me. Damn. That sounded pretty reasonable. Out of all of us.
I just tried to go against my gut.
I beat everybody this week.
But it was wrong.
I think that's the first time we...
never got...
nobody got one.
Yeah, that's actually pretty amazing. I'm back on it.
Obviously, we're just not huge Madea fans.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, well, not from the South, and we're not Baptists.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
This is what our show
is about.
Great. And now we get to hear even more from Tom, because he's going to do our top five list.
Oh, yeah, it's on there.
Top five grossing Kevin James movies.
I did this just for Sarah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right, so we're starting at number five.
Yeah, JT, you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
Here we go. Number five at $144 million. It made that much money?
Yes, it did.
What? I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yep.
I saw about 20 minutes of this movie, turned it off because I didn't laugh once.
Oh, really? It was terrible.
No, I enjoyed it.
Oh, really? You enjoying it?
Yeah. I thought Chuck and Larry was all right.
On this list, it's on my...
Are you kidding?
I didn't think Chuck and Larry?
Really?
Yeah, it was okay. I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay.
Of the five movies on this list, it's in my... The half I like more.
I guess. I mean, I couldn't make it through it. To be honest
you guys
with
are bananas. It's horrible.
Big Rames is hysterical in it.
You know what? Jessica Biel had a nice body.
Jessica Biel's the only reason why I watched that movie.
Am I thinking of the wrong one?
No, you're the right one because she's like undressed and she's like.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Her body.
Yeah. I had an interesting encounter with her. She came in my work for a meeting. And she was dating Timberlake at the time. They were heavy paparazzi on her.
JT. Yeah.
So, I'm like a do-it-all guy over there. So the lady was like, hey, can you take Jessica in your car and drop her
off? You told me this before.
And drop her
off. This is a true story.
And drop her off at the Ralph's. She's going to duck in the back seat or whatever. And I go, all right. But before that, because somebody else was driving her car, her assistant or something like that, I dropped a script in the back of her car, mine. And it said, just read this. I drove you today. You know, it's the least you can do for me. And I hid it in the back of her seat with my number on it.
Okay.
So I drove her to Ralph's. The paparazzi were onto it big time. They were following me all over the place. She's like, it's up. The jig is up. So she like got up and like everybody seen it and they started snapping photos. We hugged and I wound up in like one of the OK magazines. I'm like,
no
Jessica
way.
Biel's hugging some random guy. It was very funny.
How hot was she in person?
Ah, she's absolutely stunning. Ah. She had like a skirt on with like, probably a thong or whatever. But
probably. Yeah.
The next crazy part about it was 3 months later, she called me up and said, hey, this is the, you know, thanks for the ride that day. I read your script and I really like it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And I go, thanks. I appreciate it. I go, can you do anything? She goes, no. I'm like, all right, whatever.
All right. Well, yeah, I now pronounce Chuck and Larry. Obviously, we got some mixed opinions from the group here, but I didn't like it. Number four.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Number four, Hotel Transylvania. $152 million. I'm not surprised by this.
I have no idea what movie this is.
It's the animated cartoon film.
It's on. It's where Dracula runs a retirement home for her, like, you know.
It was pretty good.
Creatures. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I never saw it. But
you know what? It was okay.
It was okay. The director was the same guy that did Samurai Jack.
I watched it with my niece. Mm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Who does Kevin James play in the movie? Is he like a mummy?
You know who he plays.
I didn't see the movie.
The mummy.
Who's fat?
Oh, he plays the mummy?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, does he really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't see the movie.
Steve Buscemi's in it.
I didn't know this was
every Sandler.
Steve Buscemi's the best.
You know Steve? Oh, he's the agreed. Best. You know Steve Buscemi tried out for the role of George Costanza on Seinfeld.
Really?
They were going to give it to him, too. It was down to him, Jason Alexander, and one other guy. I think I forget his name. Well, he was also stabbed in the throat, head, and neck.
We'll never know the
looks
guy.
Looks like
either.
It, yeah.
Yeah, in a bar fight.
With
in,
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, in a Firebelly Lounge in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's like race relations
it was
stuff
during
going
the
on.
Filming of Domestic Disturbance.
That is correct.
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah. All right, let's go to
number three.
Number three is, of course, Grown Ups. $169 million. I mean, like I said, this is like the Expendables of bad comedy.
Ugh.
Guys. I mean... This movie was horrible.
This is just kind of a downer.
I mean, this is why he
As
did
talk
Pulp
about
Art
this,
2.
It's just like,
this is why he did Pulp Art 2, because he makes crap movies. But look, honestly, some of them make money, honestly.
These idiots see these movies. I mean, it's like, hey, what are we going to see? Oh, nothing else. Oh, let's go see Grown Ups. And the crazy part about Grown Ups, it was written in the 90s. And it was written specifically for Chris Farley to play the Kevin James's character.
Totally.
We would have had a really good movie if that was the case.
And Phil's made in the 90s.
You know, but the guy had to do crack and die.
Don't say things like that.
Well, he did. R.I.P. I mean, I wish. Yeah, I mean, he's the best. I wish he was still alive. But you know, drugs screw people's lives up.
It's true, guys.
Don't do drugs. Hashtag that booty.
And you know what? Another thing is Adam Sandler bought the whole cast Maseratis afterwards. But Chris Rock gave his back.
To say, like, I'm sorry for making you do this horrible movie with
me. Yeah, well, pretty much. But Chris Rock's like, I'm not taking this because I'm not being Adam Sandler's bitch. That's what happened.
He wasn't in the second one either.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He just didn't want to take a free Maserati. Oh, he could have parked it in my house. I would take it.
He also wrote the script for Top 5 during Grown Ups 2 because he wanted to make a good movie.
That's such a bad movie. It's compelling me to write a good one. Exactly. And he was right because Top 5 was one of my Top 5 movies last year.
Yeah, number 2, Paul Blart Mall Cop. Obviously, this was a surprise hit. $169 million. No way Part 2 is going to even get close to that, in my opinion.
No.
This is like, and this plays, I'm going to go ahead and say number 1 was Hitch. Because it made $232 million, and I think that's the reason why Paul Blart made so much money.
Absolutely.
Because Hitch was a really good movie.
It was a coattail movie.
It was a coattail movie. And plus, Hitch had Will Smith, so I'm not surprised.
And thank goodness we didn't see a Hitch 2.
Yeah, I know.
Were they going to do that?
I hope not.
No. They were.
Were they really?
Yeah. It was going to be reverse the roles.
But here's the thing. Hitch was like a perfect role for him. He was a supporting role. He was funny. He had really good chemistry with Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith found him because he liked Will Smith was a big fan of King of Queens.
King of Queens, yeah.
Wait, was he still doing that show by the time?
It was, I think it was,
right, it was like his last
it
year.
It was towards like last year.
Yeah.
Paul Blart, what I don't understand is like why you would pick that for your first movie.
It made him a big star.
I mean, that's the thing, but look what he did with it afterwards. Nothing.
I don't know.
What was that UFC movie he did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Here Comes the Boom?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It actually looked kind of cool, but I never saw it. It looked like a soft version of like a Happy Gilmore movie.
Okay, what type of movie do we want to see him in?
Like a funny comedy.
I want to see him like be a deranged serial killer. Just the worst.
Okay, yeah. I don't need that.
No?
I can do something a little like...
Dark.
Darker.
Or at least drama. I think he can do something dramatic.
I also think, for me, he works better as a supporting.
I like him. Yeah.
Supporting when it comes to film.
I'm a fan of Kevin James. Don't let me get you guys wrong.
Yes.
I love King of Queens. I used to watch reruns all the time.
Great show.
I love them in Hitch, and he's not bad in Grown Ups. Like, he does his part. Just the movies he's in is mainly bad. He needs to stop working with these directors that work only with Sandler. Yeah, he's in that Happy Gilmore group.
And he does the same thing. He puts his wife in movies, puts his brothers and cousins and shoe designers. Everybody's haircut guys are in the movie. Everybody's in the movie.
His brother was actually funny in King of Queens, but he looks horribly bad in Paul Blart too.
Yes.
Have you seen the trailers of his brother? The worst.
Well, it's, I mean, looks like they shot on the fly, that movie.
Well, let's get into our upcoming films and see if there's anything worth watching coming out soon. And the first one that's going to a wide release, we already talked about it, is, I keep pronouncing it wrong though.
Me too. Ex Machina.
That's not right. Ex Machina.
I'm just saying, that's like how you would pronounce it wrong.
It's dangerously close to something else.
Ex Machina?
You're not allowed.
I think it's Machina.
You're not allowed. I think it's Ex Machina. But I've heard wonderful things about this movie. We were talking about it. We were excited about it. The reviews have been going really well. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that this actually brings in a lot of money. It's people saying that this is AI done right after the failure of Chappie. There's three characters supposedly in the whole thing. And people are just saying the quality is there.
I think it's a great... a vehicle, and I think it's a very wise by the studio to open this wide this weekend because it's nothing really coming out. They're going to try to get a little bit of money before Age of Ultron comes out. I think it's a great move.
I saw this yesterday as a double feature. Mm-hmm. I saw this right before Monkey Kingdom because I knew after Monkey Kingdom I would be riding like a high. And I didn't want to like come down and watch like a smaller movie.
It's great.
So I started with Ex Machina, whatever you guys call it. Machina. No.
You've
Ex
seen Machina. It in Machina.
Ex Machina.
They're not in the movie saying the title.
Sorry, Oscar Isaacs.
Oscar Isaacs. Actually, if you shaved your head, you would look just like Oscar Isaacs.
Thank you. I'll take that. Oh, dude, he looked great at Star Wars Celebration. So
anyway, yeah, the movie's very good. Probably the best movie I've seen so far this year.
Wow.
The other movie I would say I really loved What They Do in the Shadows, but it's a totally different movie.
Yeah.
That's a comedy. As far as like a drama sci-fi, this is probably the best film I saw this year. It's really good. It reminds me of like a 70s kind of sci-fi film. Kind of like, I think actually Harlov mentions in review, what's George Lucas's film?
TH 1138.
Yeah, 1138. Very much like that. All takes place kind of like this one location. Very dark, filmed beautifully. I think the cinematography is great. And it's I can't really talk about it too much because it's one of those movies I want you to know as little as possible. Go in and just discover every little thing.
This is my question for it, though. I feel like all the people who have talked about this movie are film lovers. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's really been pushed to the masses. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they need to be getting a bigger picture out there for it. I feel like it's hitting the indie circuit. It's hitting people like in LA who are looking for quality. But I just don't feel like they've really put a big push. Yes, they're bringing it into a wide. But where is the marketing out for this movie?
I think they're just going to go with the word of mouth on this. I know. Yeah. I think everything. I mean, I don't know what the budget was. It probably wasn't much of Cops Are. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I think it's going to make more than that. And, you know, it might have legs. You know, the word of mouth in the community. Look, if you put this even on trailers and things right now, it's not going to work. It's going to get blown out because Avengers is there. Everything else is there. So why spend the money? Just go with it and hopefully it makes it.
I guess so.
It was $11 million.
$11 million?
Yeah.
I will say it was a pretty. Price. I went last night and it was a. Fair amount of people in the theater, and everyone seemed to really dig it afterwards. This one's
it's
movies
a
like,
smart movie.
Yeah, you're gonna want to talk about the movie afterwards, so I recommend seeing it with a couple people.
That's the thing too. A lot of word of mouth about smaller movies has been. It's been like we've been seeing kind of growing a little bit more, not necessarily appealing to the masses, but just people talking about it. Like It Follows was another example too. A lot of people started talking about that, and for a small movie like that, made some pretty good money.
Same thing with Woman in Gold.
They put them on these a few theaters. They see what the average per screen is making, and then if the word of mouth is good, they release it. It Follows did the same thing. Mm-hmm. They even pushed back the VOD for It Follows because it was doing so well in theaters.
It's surprised to see how many people actually showed up to that too. Yeah. Like I didn't think anybody was going to watch it.
It was a great movie to see right before Monkey Kingdom.
I mean,
anything cares about Monkey Kingdom?
Why Monkey Kingdom?
Why not?
Don't get
mister?
Him started.
Why not?
Was it shot in Brazil? Is that why?
It was
why?
Shot in Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka?
It's about.
You had to do this, didn't you?
I want to know. This is fascinating.
It's this mountain. There's almost like this giant rock of a castle called Castle Rock in the movie. The higher you go on the mountain is like you're a lieutenant. Monkey, if you're on top, you're like
this
royalty.
Disney movie or something?
It's a Disney nature, but it has
it's
like
a nature movie.
Yeah. So Morgan Freeman's voicing over.
Tina Fey actually.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's not bad. Okay. So you have a little humor to it, and it's about this one monkey who starts at the bottom. Works their way to the top of the castle.
Started at the bottom. Now he's here.
Exactly.
So it's like the end scene in The One. Here. Jet Li's at the top, and she's fighting everybody off.
I mean, there's like baby mama drama in it. There's like alligators. There's people getting attacked by monkeys. It's some
serial
amazing
masturbator.
Stuff. That's every monkey.
I'm so glad that you got to see it and now shared it with the world. But we're going to now talk about another movie that's coming out called The Water Diviner, which, by the way, is a horrible title.
Yeah.
But it is starring Russell Crowe.
Yes.
He is
directed.
Coming out.
Yeah, directed. Yeah, directorial
yes,
debut.
And it's about a man who loses his three sons in a war, and he decides that he's going to go find them.
So he can bury them back home.
Every other Russell Crowe movie. He always finds somebody. This guy's always losing somebody. His cell phone still in there, people. Did you hear this crazy story about how Michael Jackson used to prank Russell Crowe?
I didn't hear this.
I haven't heard of
it. So basically, I don't know what was going on at Neverland Ranch. I mean, obviously, some people do. But, I can imagine that Russell Crowe was in an interview the other day. He's like, Michael Jackson used to prank call me all the time. And everybody's like, what? He's like, here's how I think the scenario went. Like, Michael Jackson's hanging out in Neverland with his buddies, after they're done doing the Ferris wheel stuff, playing with bubbles, drinking some Jesus juice and stuff like that. Michael was like, hey, what should we do? And they're like, why don't we just prank call Russell Crowe? And everybody's like, yeah, let's do it, Michael. And calls him up. And it's like he'd like make these weird voices and then be like, oh, I'm just kidding, Russell. It's Michael. And then hang up the phone. And Russell's like, okay.
And
Michael
Russell Jackson's, knew it was him every time.
Yeah. He's
he
like,
just played
Michael
along.
Jackson. He's
because
like, it's Michael Jackson again. Like, what is he doing prank calling Russell Crowe? I have a feeling he was prank calling a lot of other people.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm wondering who else he was prank calling.
Yeah, he probably had like...
Where's the other people?
9 o'clock hit. He's like, time to prank call, everybody. He gets all the kids
Russell
coming
Crowe
out.
Russell Crowe is not a nice person either. I don't know how he...
Yeah.
That's how Michael Jackson died. Russell Crowe.
Maybe.
It's possible.
I think so.
I'm just surprised Michael Jackson actually lived to 50. That guy, with the way that guy's living life.
Anyway, the movie...
Thank you, JT.
I saw the trailer for this when a couple of months ago. I go to a lot of independent theaters, and originally I was like, okay, the trailer looks interesting, but I almost felt like they gave away too much in the trailer. Like, they kind of give you some plot twists and turns, and I think this is Russell Crowe's first film he's directed?
Yes, it is.
I believe so, it is.
Directorial debut,
So there's always that curiosity, but I don't know. It's I can't see myself being drawn to theater to see it.
They should just play the whole movie in the trailer because nobody else is going to see it.
Slowly. Yeah. They did illustrate all the big plot points in the trailer. You get a ton out of it. I just feel like this is going to be a movie that drags a bit. Which
it's only opening in 500 theaters or something like that.
It looks like it was trying to be like an Oscar push too.
Yeah, when's the last time Russell Crowe did anything really good? I mean, Noah was okay.
I like Noah.
Like Man of Steel, he was good in it. He was good in Man of Steel.
It's not his movie though. Not his movie.
He hasn't really done anything. It's been a while. Les Mis. Oh,
he got torn apart for Les Mis. All right, another movie coming out is The Age of Adeline. I feel like they've actually been pushing this for a while. Speaking of someone we haven't seen in a movie in a while. I haven't seen Blake Lively in
forever.
She had
a baby. She has to, you know, wash Ryan Reynolds' abs and stuff like that. She's busy.
Wouldn't mind that. She's busy. Not mind that.
She's busy.
But she is coming out with this movie where she does not age. And she, like, lasts through multiple, like, decades. Mm-hmm.
So it's like the story of Raquel Welch in real life.
Was she a vampire?
I think there's some tragedy.
It'd
like
be
she
so
was...
much cooler if she was.
No, she gets into an accident and like some her pituitary gland or whatever it's called. Pituitary.
No, wait. She does age. It's got to be some mystical, magical shit going on here.
Yeah, it's pituitary gland stuff.
I don't know what that means.
That's in the brain.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a function in your brain, GT. That's how you probably don't have them.
So wait a minute. Why doesn't she age, though?
Because the pituitary gland puts out like... endorphins and whatever, dopamine and all these other things that, you know, and
those are chemicals
and
in your brain.
And HGH and all these other things that keep you young, so they probably, it sets it off where it doesn't work.
Since it's a fantasy movie, so they probably definitely put some kind of...
No, wait, it's real. What are you talking about?
But, I mean, if they're going for something logical, that would kind of make sense.
I think what they're hoping is that people actually go to this thing drunk and think it's the Age of Ultron instead of the Age of Adeline.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then it'd be like, oh, look, the Age of Ultron's out. Next thing you know, it makes a ton of money. Then we'll know. But anyway, Katherine Heigl was supposed to be a lead role, but she couldn't do it because she wanted to spend time with family, a.k.a. I was too coked up to do anything at the time.
Well, Blake Lively took her spot, so we'll be seeing that this weekend. Also coming out is Adult Beginners and The Forger. Do you guys have anything? John Travolta in Forger.
Oh, my God. It's where he plays like...
this weekend, Russell Crowe, Blake Lively, and John Travolta. Yeah.
Seriously.
The Forger,
bring in the big bucks.
The Forger, first of all, is a zero on Rotten Tomatoes. Poor John Travolta.
Really, zero?
Here's the deal. It's him and his dad, I think it's Christopher Plummer or somebody, they try to steal a Monet. They try to replace a real Monet with a fake one. And it's like it goes off into these wild tangents, and the movie is terrible. But he offered – Travolta like found the script or something, and he's like, I want to get, you know, my favorite director – to do this movie, and he's like, because this guy really knows how to shoot me well. And guess who that was?
No idea.
Stallone.
What?
Whoa.
Are you serious? He was going to direct this?
Dead serious. Yeah, he was. And then he was like, you know, he's like, hey, John, I can't do it. He's like, but you shot me so well in Staying Alive.
Oh, that's right.
He goes, John, that was 35 years ago.
He's like, I'm busy doing Rambo.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But you know what? Richard Gere owes John Travolta his career, because John Travolta turned down Days of Heaven, Chicago,
wow,
Officer and a Gentleman, oof, and American Gigolo. All of them.
Oh,
and that Richard is Gere, very true then.
And Richard Gere got those roles.
Jesus.
And then he went on to, you know.
That's so strange
because
you would never really put them as the same type.
Seriously. No.
Like, if you're typecasting people, that's not who you would think of as in the same category.
Well, you think in the 70s, Travolta was shredded.
Yeah.
I mean, he was jacked.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So
cops just seems to be confirming that.
I think I'm mm-hmm. Yeah, he's shredded.
Yeah, he's pretty nice.
Yeah, he's a good, great body.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch The Forger.
Of the five, this is what you're watching, The Forger.
Yeah, I'm going to watch The Forger. I like John. He's a nice guy. Should have took him up on his offer.
JT, of the five, since you've already seen...
I won't be...
Ex Machina.
Honestly, the one we didn't really talk about, Adult Beginners, because Nick Kroll's film, and Rose Byrne, actually, that's an indie film I'd like to go check out.
I love Rose Byrne. I sat next to her at a sushi place the other day. I told you she was stunning.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
I was just sitting there at Ishii Sushi.
She's also very funny and very smart.
She's Welsh.
Just throwing those things out there.
I was sitting at the sushi place, which was amazing, and just eating around and checking my, you know, Twitter and stuff like that.
Periscope.
There is no Periscope.
I looked to my left, and I was like, oh my God, it's Rose Byrne. And sitting right next to me, like eating like little, you know, soy beans and whatever. And
edamame?
Yeah, edamame. And then
edamame?
She had, yeah, that too. And then she had a little bowl of miso. And I'm like, oh, my shit, this is Rose Byrne.
Miso?
Like,
you know what?
She had a bowl of ex-machina.
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 With a G.
Yeah.
So I go, you're absolutely stunning. That's all I wanted to say to her. And she was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
She was so funny in Neighbors, too, by the way. Like, she's not only hot, good actor, and she's hilarious.
She's so good. Currently dating Bobby Cannavale. I don't know. And he plays her husband in this.
Oh, really?
So they have a sex scene. They're probably pumped for real.
Yeah, so if you could find Adult Beginners, check it out.
Yeah.
Well, that can lead us into our predictions. We have some movies coming out, but who knows how much money any of these are making.
Seriously, nothing.
Topstar, are you going to be playing with us?
I'll play. I mean, I honestly don't see it really changing that much. I mean, I guess I don't even know if I would throw an Ex Machina in there.
He did the last time. He was 0 for 5 the last time.
Yeah.
And it was like...
I'm not good at this
And like one of them was like Batman out
it's
there.
Okay. We'll let you try again.
Hold on. I don't want to go first.
No, he doesn't need to go first.
I got
to
hear your guys.
Well, first of all, let's. I think Dylan Esposito went 5 for 5 too.
Yeah,
the two of
you. I think he had closer
because he was underneath the closer number.
Honus Wagner was the official guy, but he was. I think he did terrible.
Honus Wagner.
Yeah, Honus
sounds
Wagner.
Like a great baseball player.
He is a great baseball player.
He is, right.
He calls in every once in a while. He calls in from like Buffalo or something. But Esposito won, and he's going to get the Joyful Noise DVD on Blu-ray, and he's also going to get the Peterman
catalog.
Spring 2015 catalog with Sarah's number encrypted in there.
That booty dough.
Yeah, that booty dough.
No.
Yeah.
Catalog, yes, number, no. But anyway, Tom, let's get your predictions.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Am I going to go again? I went 5 for 5 two weeks in a row. You know
I know,
that,
which means you
I went first last week.
You did. No, you didn't.
Will you please go?
Okay, sorry. All right. Number 5. Ex Machina. No, I'm kidding. It's going to be Home.
Okay.
Number 4 is going to be Unfriended. Number 3, Paul Blart.
Okay.
Your favorite. Number 2, Age of Ultron, a.k.a. Age of Adeline.
No way.
And Uno again, to fulfill my prediction of the 4 straight weeks that it's number 1, Fast and Furious, or whatever, Furious 7. So
okay.
Once again, Furious number 1, Age of Adeline 2, Blart 3, Unfriended 4, and Home 5.
All righty, so...
All right.
That's
I think I got mine. I'll go number 5, I'll go Ex Machina. Okay, let's say, think about it now. Ex Machina, 4...
Ex Machina.
4 I'll go Unfriended, 3 I'll go Age of Adeline, 2 Paul Blart, whatever,
Paul
fat guy.
Blart.
Yeah, the fat cop. And then number 1, Furious 7.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's tough.
It's a good one.
Mic drop.
I guess number 5 I'll go Ex Vagina, Machina.
Yeah, Ex Vagina.
Dude, there are kids watching this.
Sorry, guys.
Nah, they're all about
I was
the
thinking
age.
About Jessica Biel and Rose Byrne. Sorry.
Yeah.
Number 5, Ex Machina.
This is why I won't be here next week.
Yeah, nice sandwich.
Number 4, I'll do Age Adeline. Number 3, I'm going to go Home.
Wait.
No,
hold
no,
on.
No, I'm
can
sorry,
you,
sorry.
Can you start over, please?
He's wrapped up on
so
Ex Vagina right now.
Hey!
Sorry. All right, so I'll do number...
Start all over again.
Number 5, Ex Machina.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
Okay.
Number 4, we're going to go Home.
Okay.
Number 3, Unfriended. Number 2, Paul Blart. Number 1, Fast 7. I don't think Age Adeline is going to make top 5.
Are you... Wow, you were wrong last week.
Who's coming? Who's coming in with... Age Adeline. Who wants to see that? Who wants to see Blake Lively lead a movie?
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And the kid that called in to the
Schmo
Show.
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I'd go see this movie, to see him in the movie.
Look,
but I don't think it's
going to
pull
money.
Enough money.
So you're going to go see it, then?
It's
no.
going to do...
I'm
going to
look
do,
it up on YouTube.
It's going to do $12 million.
No way.
Yeah, and that's good enough
I'm
for number
that.
2. Because
yeah.
Paul Blart's going to be like at 9. But I don't want to give any more because Sarah hasn't gone yet.
I think everything's going to fall. I think Longest Yard's going to fall and X is going to take
longest
over.
Yard.
I mean, I do
longest
agree
yard.
That
I said
longest,
that like twice
he
last
does
week
that
too.
All the time.
Yeah. Well,
longest Yard's going to fall.
About...
I also think Home's going to fall.
I think Home's going to fall.
Uh-huh. I think Ex Machina is going to get in there for number 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think number 4 is going to go to Paul Blart. I think
wow,
it's going to
drop
more than Unfriended. I think Unfriended
I
is going to go up. I think Unfriended's going to stay at number 3. Number 2, Age of Adeline. Number 1, Furious 7.
Wow.
See, horror movies drop off really big after the
yeah.
first weekend.
Unfriended's
going to
make 7. So you're basically saying, what you're saying here is Paul Blart's going to drop 80% to be unfriended.
It has 0%.
I think.
You think it's just your hate is your letting hate you. Is letting, it's letting you guide you is, a little bit.
Sometimes it's like I'm going 5 for 5 again.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I think we all want Paul Blart to drop. Yeah. I think we do, but I don't know if it's going to drop.
If I could really have my way, I wouldn't put it on the list. But I just don't think I could do that.
No. Yeah.
Maybe we can play like erase one movie from the list nowadays. Mm-hmm. We can erase one movie.
Maybe if you got Periscope or Twitter, maybe then it would happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. You got to get it. You got to give something to the universe for it to give you something back.
You should go into a, you should Periscope yourself running to a theater with like a, maybe like a rebel flag.
And that booty
with a bikini on, yeah, with a that booty shirt. Just ruin everybody's theater going experience.
How would that ruin it? I was going to say, the box office number is going
to
go up.
I've pledged this shirt to one use, and that is the garbage.
No, that's no, to
that's
take
a
out
car wash
the garbage.
Scene. That's
take
a car wash
garbage.
Scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. The Zoolander 2. Are our predictions. Do we have someone calling in with their top five?
Oh, yeah, we got somebody.
We got somebody.
Welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hey, this is your boy Donuts.
Yes,
of course it is.
This guy's the
best. Hey, you won, dude. You won. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're going to get the Joyful Noise Blu-ray. You can watch with your family. and it's got Dolly Parton's number. You can call her while watching it.
Yes, this is now the second Joyful Noise that I've won.
Really?
So I'm just overexcited about that.
Did I already send you one? No.
Yes, yeah. There was one. That's, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, did I send you it? Oh, you're going to get two anyway. You're going to get two of them.
All right. Now I'm getting two, yeah.
And the Peterman catalog.
How many Joyful Noise Blu-rays do you have?
I have a zillion. They're taking out my house.
Can I have one? I haven't seen it. Yeah, I'll take one. Yeah.
I got a zillion at my house.
You have to make him earn it.
What?
He was just
there was that whole thing with the universe. That was good.
He'll hack into people's phones and stuff. It's going to be good.
All right, Dylan. Well, since you won this week, I think we got to take him out of the running for this week.
Yeah, but you can give it top five.
But
give us
a top five, yeah.
Yeah, which is actually funny because I have the exact same top five as you again, Tom.
Hey, well, winners win, man. Winners win. winning is a disease, you know.
So what do you have Adeline opening at?
Like 12.5, somewhere around there.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think you're going to get $3 million off of drunk people thinking it's the Age of Ultron, like starting early. I swear.
I might do that.
People might do that. You got any good questions? Usually full of like fantastic questions for us to debate about, dude. What's up?
Because Age of Ultron obviously opens overseas this week.
Not in China. Not in China. In London, I think.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Because when we talk about overseas, we only talk about China.
No, he only talks about China.
Yeah.
We include the rest of the world.
All right, for just Europe, then, the first one opened at, like, for all overseas combined at $185 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it'll even come close to getting to the number one spot, which is Harry Potter, the second part of the final film? That opened at $314 million.
Wow.
Jesus. In 1 week?
Yeah.
In 1 week? Wow.
Yes. That's just the opening weekend.
Crazy town.
I don't think it can open that.
I don't think it's going to open that.
I mean, it's going to destroy. I definitely think 200, it could hit that. But
yeah, for sure.
300?
Harry Potter's a four
maybe like
property.
Maybe like a couple years down for Infinity War. Maybe, but still.
I don't know. Listen, it's hard to put anything past Marvel at this point, especially coming off Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I'll give them a shot. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I'll give them a shot.
I'm going to say no just on the fact that Furious 7 is still out and people still want to check that out. I'll go ahead and say no.
All right, Dylan. Well, thanks for the question, man. Keep calling in and giving us your top five as you
usually
do.
Thanks, dude. And send one of us your address and we'll send you this stuff.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool, dude.
Talk to you soon.
All right. We got another call calling in.
One more.
Let's get him up.
One more and then we got to wrap.
Welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
This is not Dylan Esposito.
Oh, man. Nice.
Is this Honus Wagner? Or J. Ron? No, is this J. Ron right. Boss? Is this Boss Turner?
What?
The J. Ron Boss Turner?
this room. Called him last week.
Oh, there you go. You're the guy who didn't win, right?
Yeah.
I hate to put you out that way, but what you got a question for us, buddy?
A question?
Or do you have your top five?
No, not really.
You got your top five?
Throw a top five out there?
Throw your top five out there. Let's see what's up.
Yeah, I guess I might as well.
Why not? 420, so, you know, giving away understandable.
I'm giving away a one missed call Blu-ray this week. There's only one in existence. Rare as fuck.
Okay, so number one, Furious 7. I think that's not going anywhere.
Good choice.
Number two, Age of Adeline, because of, you know, what you said earlier.
So, yep.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Number three,
Paul Blart.
What else is coming out?
Paul Blart. I know it's 420, but you might be taking that literally.
At Baked is coming out this weekend.
Yeah, Baked's coming out. Another seventh season of Dave Chappelle Show.
Do you set your alarm to come? Do you set your alarm to wake up right before you go?
Paul Blart, number three. Four.
Unfriended.
Unfriended. Ex Machina.
Longest Ride. Bottle Diner.
Number four, Ex Machina. Number five, Home, and I think everything.
Monkey
else.
Kingdom.
Ah,
We're gonna go pencil. We're gonna pencil you down for Monkey Kingdom at number five.
Thanks for the call, man.
Let's get one more.
Let's do one more.
That guy was stoned.
He was out of his mind. 420. He gets a free pass this week.
Welcome to the Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hello.
Nope.
What are you moving stuff?
I think that's Kevin James practicing for the serial killer role.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
Oh,
wow.
Scott?
Where are you calling from? A well?
Is it
Jermaine
Turner again?
Oh, nice. It's the boss.
The boss.
Yo, what's up, dude? Let's get the top five, boss.
What's up, you guys?
What's up, man? Let's do it. You celebrating 420?
I got a question today. I got three questions to add. I call about the top five today because nothing's really going to change anyway.
Oh, that's true. All right, let's hear the question, man. Let's get it quick.
Yeah, well, you guys are talking about Kevin James not too long ago, right? I was reading a while time ago. Kevin James and Kevin Hart was going to do a movie together called Dollar Guys, but never got made.
Mm-hmm. I think
Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I think they had something together.
Kevin James and Kevin Hart were going to do a movie together, but they never got made, though.
Yeah, I think it was Get Hard. I think Kevin, what's his name, dropped out and Will Ferrell jumped in. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was Get Hard.
Wow.
Yeah,
seems like he would have done something like that.
I saw Paul Blart too yesterday. It was all right. I saw Unfriended too. Good movie.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people are with you on that one.
Wow. Yeah. So you saw Paul Blart.
I'm waiting for next week for the Avengers Age of Ultron come out. I already got my ticket for that movie already.
Oh, nice. It's going to crush everything.
It's pretty good.
Furious 7 dominated. Furious 7 was a good movie. I love Furious 7.
Oh, yeah, man. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And my next question is about Kingsman 2. Mm-hmm. I heard about... they're talking about doing a Kingsman 2. They're talking about the guy with the glass hair died in the first one. So they may be bringing him back for the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have been talking about bringing him back. And, I mean, you don't know how they're going to do this. This is a technologically advanced movie, talking about Kingsman. Like, we could see some sort of, like, hologram. We could see some sort of memory. We don't know where they're going to go to because he obviously died.
I love Kingsman. I love Kingsman. That was one of my best movies I've seen this year. Mm-hmm. And my last question is, it's about 50 Shades Darker. Well, I've been reading about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I've been reading about a lot of stuff, but they still haven't moved forward with the movie yet, though. But they still talking about doing it, but they won't do it probably for next year, and will come out to like 2017.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard about it, so they may not even put it for Valentine's Day 2017, that it may put it a little later.
Yeah, well, it's got the following now. Sarah knows that, because Sarah's going to be in it.
I know. Yeah, I know the DVD. I know the unrated DVD for 50 Shades of Grey
it's coming out next month. I gotta buy it because it's supposed to be like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes long.
Yeah, there's better sex scenes in it too, and there's really good stuff. I'm gonna be online with that too. I'm gonna get that and give it away on here.
Maybe commentary with Sarah for that.
Yeah, we're gonna do guest commentary with Sarah.
All right, boss. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, great questions, boss.
Only the boss is allowed to ask that many questions.
Yeah, only the boss gets to do three questions.
Yeah, all right, man.
All right, boss. Thanks for watching.
All right, guys. All right. Wow.
All right. Well, that was
He's the best.
All right. Before we wrap up, I think it's funny to point out that in all of our predictions, we have completely crossed out Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
He is
sorry, Russell.
No money on our box office.
It's only 500 theaters.
Yeah.
But it's also going to be not a ton of money this weekend in comparison to what we've been seeing these past couple weeks. We're going back into a little bit of a dry spell.
What is it called? The Water
Diviner.
Oh, he wasn't the forger one?
No, that's John Travolta.
No, that's Travolta. Come on, Copster.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Keep up.
They're the worst.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Box Office Breakdown on Popcorn Talk. I will not be here next week, but
we'll figure it out. We're going to get another equally as... No, that's impossible. We're going to get another semi-hot chick. We'll see how it goes. And hopefully they wear that booty shirt, though.
Are you taking away my present?
No, you can have it. I'm sorry.
There's somebody
else that lives in your house. I could probably wear that, too.
This is true. Miss Roxy Stryer. Maybe we'll convince her to come on here for me. So
she'll not fit that shirt. Well, her shoulders are big.
All right, guys. Let's start killing that exit music.
Please.
App off in stock.
All right, guys. At Schmoes JTE.
Rate, subscribe, comment, talk to us.
We're not at a thousand yet. We need 1,000 Facebook likes. Come on. We want somebody to get 1,000 Facebook likes so we can do that graphic that everybody else does.
And forget all these other movies. Go see Mas Vagina.
Yeah.
So it's a Spanish movie now.
Mas Vagina.
Thanks, Copster. At Copster.
At Copster 15. You guys can find me there. Yeah.
Yep. And Cody Hall's under the couch. Later.
Monkey Kingdom.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.